This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hello, good evening. How are you? Yes, it is evening because I'm recording this at night, and I am because if I don't do it now, I know I'm going to forget or I'm going to be too busy and May will go. I don't want to do it after May because May, in this month of May, we had Mother's Day. And this is for all mothers, whether you're a biological mom, an adopted mom, whether you are an auntie who's brought up children, brought up your siblings, whether you're a granny and you're looking after your grandchildren, or you have looked after your grandchildren, whether you are the neighbor who looked after the kids on the street, you're a mom. In the past 2 weeks, I've had the opportunity to sit and listen to amazing women. Women who are so strong, I have no words to describe them. I grew up and at a tender young, I'm saying tender young, for that time, it was young, it was tender. In my early teens, I grew up having to look after my siblings. And I thought this was not right. I thought something was against me. I thought everything was against me. But I did it. I didn't realize for a long time how it shaped me. I just thought I grew up to be who I am. But we all know that our history, our upbringing, our environment shapes us to become who we are. And I grew up feeling something lost. You know, something was lost, something was missing. I grew up feeling that I'd missed quite a bit of my childhood, and I probably still feel like that. But when I listened to these women, I thought, what on earth are you on about? Nothing happened to you. These women had personal loss, personal pain. And I'm not trying to downplay this in case there's anyone who's listening or watching who, like me, maybe grew up as a child in a divorced family. It's also very strange for children to grow up like that. It's not the normal way of things. But these women had losses that I don't think I could bear it. And thank God that God does not give us the things that we cannot bear. But I'm sure they also didn't think they could go through it. But they went through so many different things. There were like four of them. And I'm looking at one or two I knew before I listened to them. And I am like, how has she been doing this? How is she still standing? How could she have lived through this and still look like this? How could she have lived through this and be able to talk about it? Why isn't she totally destroyed? And when I was thinking of doing this, I thought, what song would be appropriate for this woman? That was on the first week. And coincidentally, it was the day before Mother's Day. And I thought, I'm still standing. You know that song, I'm Still Standing? And I thought, no, maybe the storm is over now. Maybe there was another song that came to my head, but I can't think of it now. But they are still standing and they're telling their stories. And I think because of them, because of what I heard that day, the things that I can say now, bye, I can do this. So if you didn't know, I'm not going to call your names, but if you didn't know, you did something for me that Saturday. And then the next one was last week Saturday. I had an event for single moms. I did advertise it, and the turnout wasn't as much as I expected, but I will say that the turnout was exactly what it should have been. And I'm still, as of last night, we were not that many, but as of last night, I was still getting testimonies. I remembered saying to them that, you know, on Friday, I was so scared that nobody would show up. This was my first paid event. I've done events before, but this was my first paid event. I thought nobody would show up. And I thought, what would I say? Who am I to stand or to sit, as it were, and talk to women? What do I know? Yes, I have lived, but I just didn't feel I had anything to say. But this woman made it so easy. I didn't have to say much. they took over because we needed that space. Single moms especially, we needed that space to just be. There were no dads, obviously, and there were no kids. It was strictly no kids. It was just us, and we could just let it out. We had moms who were new moms. We had moms who had kids who were already in university, and we had moms who had kids in between. We had moms with boys, mom with girls, and it was a good place. It was a safe place to talk. And I realized that we are so used to being strong, you know? Men like to go to war, men go to work and to war, and you know, they're strong and all of that. But really, it's the women that are the backbone of the society. It's the women that are the backbone of the house. Even if you're a housewife, and I'll say this to you, kudos, I could never be to sit at home all day. I couldn't do it, but I know you're not sitting at home all day. You're cleaning. You're making sure that the food is ready. You're making sure that everything is in its place. You're making sure that the kids are ready and started for school. You're making sure that the husband or the partner is also sorted. You do quite a lot if you are a homekeeper. I won't call you a housewife, a homekeeper. You do quite a lot. And if you haven't, and if nobody's ever said thank you, I'm saying it on their behalf. Thank you. Thank you for keeping your home, for keeping your kids safe, for keeping your family together. You do that, you know, you do the cleaning, there's so many things you do. The laundry, the cleaning, I don't need to start counting. I salute you. So I'm going to read a poem, which is really why I wanted to do this. I'm going to read a poem to all those who have been moms, those who have taken strangers into their house, strangers that became family, those who looked after me, especially. I thank the village of women that brought me up. I thank the people that have opened their homes, their hearts to me. I thank, like a friend of mine says, the first word to describe me will not be nice. But I think when you get to know me, and this person also says the same thing, it's a facade. I had to put up a shield around myself to look after myself. And we need to do that. Women, not to put a shield around ourselves, not to be too independent, but it's a good thing to be able to take care of yourself, isn't it? So I'm going to read this poem. And I want to say, in case I forget quickly, that I'm going to have another event on the 7th for women again. On the 7th of June, I will announce the time, but the date is 7th of June. It's going to be 250 rand. So just keep that aside when you get your, when it comes to end of the month. It might be extra budgeted right now, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's going to be worth it. So keep, be on the lookout. So now let me read this. I've never actually read a poem, so I hope I do it justice. It's called She Rises. She walks through fire, yet bears no ash. With silent strength and steady sash, the world may bend, the winds may roar, still she stands, then rises more. Her tears are rivers, soft yet deep. Where dreams and promises are deep, she waves her pain into a song and sings it bold and sings it loud. With hands that heal, with hearts that fight, she holds the dark, then births the light. Not made of glass, but steel and grace. That battle carved upon her face. She bends, but never breaks. The thunder echoes in her heart. A mountain moving through the storm. 1,000 voices in one form. So here's to her, the quiet flame, who burns with love, but not for fame. The world may try to write our hand, but she begins and then again. Happy Mother's Month.